Dallas Center Grimes defeating Pella Christian 11-6 in softball action. We have a couple of special guests before we get head coach Karen Harrell on. We've got the player of the game, 3-for-3 with a home run and a double. It was Natalie Harrell, your fifth home run of the season. First of all, Natalie, congratulations on a great season for you personally. I know you wanted to beat DCG. Talk about the game and what it was like to battle with one of the top teams in Class 4A. You gave them a good charge.
Yeah. It was coming into this game, we really just decided to fight hard and no matter what, just like try our best and stay focused throughout. And, you know, I think at the beginning we stayed with them for a little while and like we just had hits together and yeah, just hit people around.
And you had a little more pop in your bat this season. Obviously a great hitter the past couple of years, but tell me about the home run and what you saw there and what let you launch that one over the center field fence.
Well, I had two strikes on me, so I had to kind of protect. So I just, saw close to a strike and drove.
I've seen that a couple times where teams have had two strikes on you and you've ended up hitting the ball hard. What is your approach with two strikes that allows you to continue to generate power in a spot where you're trying to make more contact?
Yeah, so, you know, two strikes, obviously don't want to watch the third one go by, and sometimes the umpire's zone gets a little bigger, so you just, anything close is, you got to make contact.
And obviously it's been a tough stretch of the season so far, but you've been playing some really great teams. You've seen Indianola now twice. You recently played Norwalk, and obviously, again, you're a 2A school swimming with the big fishes. How, as a leader on this team, do you try to keep the confidence up with these girls, knowing that you can still beat a lot of these 2A teams coming up in the postseason, and how do you try to continue to work to improve knowing you're playing some of these elite teams?
Yeah, I think part of it's good that we play some of these big teams because it definitely makes us better, and, you know, we get good reps, and, like, we play good teams, so just as a team, then we, just are prepared for postseason when we, you know, might not play as great of teams.
Now, coming up on Friday, weather permitting, of course, there's a lot of rain in the forecast, but you'll play a Newton team. There was a wild game you had with Newton just a couple of weeks ago where you were able to hang on to an 11-10 win. Your thoughts about seeing the Cardinals twice potentially on Friday and the things you need to do to put yourself in a position to at least win the season series, but probably ideally get the season sweep over Newton?
Yeah, I think like our last game, we kind of let up a little bit in the last inning, and I think if we just stay strong throughout the games, then we'll be good.
And then coming up again, weather permitting, your home tournament on Saturday, what do you look forward to most about that chance to play a lot of different teams that you don't normally get to see, and what are you looking forward to if you're able to play your tournament Saturday?
Yeah, I like those tournaments because we get to play, like you said, teams that we usually don't see and kind of see how we're doing, like, with other teams, like kind of our size too.
So yeah, and then any goals for you the rest of the season? I know it's your junior season, you've been starting for quite some time.
Yes.
What do you think the goals of this team are remaining, knowing that a lot of your losses have come against some elite 4A and 5A schools?
Yeah, I think throughout the losses and obviously the fun wins too, we just stay together and, you know, just have a fun time together and just play together.
That's Natalie Harrell, one of the junior leaders, had a home run here tonight, her fifth of the season. Natalie, we'll get to talk to your mother in a second, but let's get Faith Kaczmarynski on. We'll pass the headset on in our Cabinet Design Appella radio post-game show as we're going to try and get to Coach Harrell. But Faith, first of all, congratulations. It's good to see you. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like to start this year. I know you've been kind of thrown into that role. What has it meant to play with some of these bigger kids, so to speak, in your first season of varsity action?
It's actually been great. It's been really fun to just grow as a catcher and the, like, have the team around me. They've been really nice and just always there for me. And even though we're playing bigger teams and, like, better pitchers, it's just been really fun to, like, see me grow and to just have people around me that are going to cheer me on no matter what.
Well, and part of that growth was a great caught stealing earlier in this game that we noted that you were able to throw a runner out. How hard have you been working to be a weapon as a catcher, and what was it like to get a girl out and gun down at second base?
I've actually been working a lot. The other catcher that's currently hurt, Sydney, she's been helping me a lot and has really been, like, a lot of help to me. So even before the game, we were doing throwdown drills and, like, blocking and everything. So I've been practicing a lot to just work on that. So once I do it, it's just really fun to, like, see it come through.
Well, and you mentioned a little bit about playing in this bigger conference and being kind of thrown into the fire. For you as a player, what are the things you think you're learning when night in, night out, you're going against some of these elite, and these are elite pitchers who are going to possibly pitch these teams to 4A, 5A state. What are you learning, especially as a hitter, against some of this elite competition?
It's all about mindset. Just like knowing to have confidence and that I can go up there and just have good at-bats. Especially right now as an 8th grader, knowing that that might not be a home run or something, but just making the pitcher work and doing my best and really just like wanting to be there and having confidence in it.
Well, and you're on a team with an interesting mix. You got a good handful of seniors, a lot of junior leaders on this team. And then there's you and Emma, who have really had to play a lot as 8th graders. Talk about that dichotomy and how those older girls are helping both of you really have to learn on the fly, so to speak, at this varsity level, and how these seniors and juniors have helped you become varsity players.
They're always there for me. Like, no matter what I do, they're always cheering me on. And, like, when I go up to hit, they'll be like, oh, well, telling me little, like, nitbits about the pitcher so then I can know things. And even on, like, the throwdowns, Natalie will be like, oh, you need to get it a little bit more to the left or something, just so I know. And even with playing teams that they've played before, they'll, like, tell me little secrets about them and stuff.
Well, and then obviously I just talked to Natalie about this, but for you, this is obviously your first season, so maybe your mindset of knowing what the goals are different. But for you, what are the team goals and the things that either you want to accomplish between now and the end of the season, or the things that you want this team to be able to do, knowing that in the playoffs you're not going to be seeing DCG and Indianola for a while?
Well, I think for a team, some of our goals are just to play our best. We're really good, I feel like, and sometimes we just kind of, our minds aren't there. And we just need to play as hard. I feel like we can beat DCG. We just need to, like, play as hard as we can. So, obviously, a goal is to get to state. That would be really fun. And that's kind of just a goal of mine. But a goal is just to get to my personal best and to continue to grow.
That's Faith Kaczmarinski, a rising 9th grader, joining us here on 92.1 KRLS. Faith, it's good to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.